Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Shuvah Yisrael. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse in honor of Shabbos Parshas Hazinu, which that year was in Shabbos Shuvah, in the year Tavshin Lamedvav, 50 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in the Prophets where it says, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, return Jewish people to Hashem your God, Ki kashaltu b'vinecha, because you stumbled over your sins, Kuhi machem dvarim, take with yourself words, Umrwe lov kolsis oven, tell them to wipe out your sins, v'neshalma parim sasenu, we're going to pay through the sacrifices through our words. And we know the different points that are brought out in the Chassidic discourses of the Chabad Rebbeim, that it says Shuvah Yisrael. So the question they ask is, one second, we're dealing with Shuvah. We're dealing with returning to Hashem. So it should say Shuvah Yaakov, Jacob returned, and not Shuvah Yisrael, because we know Shem Yisrael, that's the higher name of Yaakov. The lower name is Yaakov, so it should have said, seemingly should have said Shuvah Yaakov. Why? Because the fact is, Yisrael, where did Yaakov get the name Yisrael? Because he fought with the God and with mankind, and he was successful. So that's a sign of power. And also, why is he called Yisrael specifically? Kisarisa, because you actually were successful. However, Yaakov comes from the letter of word of a heel, and the reason why he was actually called Yaakov because he was holding on to the heel. And not only a regular heel, but the heel of Esau. So seemingly, again, it should have said Shuvah Yaakov and not Shuvah Yisrael. And especially, like it says, Yisrael, Hashem didn't see anything wrong with the Jewish people. However, with Yaakov, it does say that. And also, it's not understood, because the verse continues on, it says, Ki kashaltu b'avinecha, that you stumbled in your sins. What is an avoin? Avoin is referring an intentional sin. Now, even when it comes to a sin that was done unintentionally, so we know what it says in the Alter Rebbe, in the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe, and he brings from the Arizal, that why does somebody sin, even unintentionally, even if it's a mistake, how did a person come to sin? It comes from the fact that the animal's soul is very, very strong. And that's why it's actually Rashi says in the tractate of Shavuot that someone that sins unintentionally also have an atonement, because the fact is there's something wrong with the animal soul. So if it's, when it comes to an unintentional, it's obviously something wrong in the soul, so that doesn't apply to Yisrael. How much more so when it's talking kishalta menach, when you do it intentionally, it's obviously at a much lower level. So why does it say Shuvah Yisrael, and again, why doesn't it say Shuvah Yaakov? Also, we have to understand, in the verse continues on to say, Kui machem dvorim, bring with you speech. In other words, when it says Shuvah Yisrael, what does that mean? You do repenting, and repenting the way you're supposed to. And we know when someone wants to repent, it's a biblical commandment to spell out to confession, say what you sinned. So when it says Shuvah Yisrael, it's also including the confession. Now, even though the main repentance is really in your heart, but the fact is confession is part of tshuva. So if that's the case, why does the verse say Kui Machem Dvarim if it's obvious? Also, we have to understand, it says, Imre'elav kol tis avin. In other words, the question is, one second, you're ready to tshuva. Shuvah Yisrael. So Hashem forgave you. So why does it say, kol tis avin, to wipe out the sins? Obviously, if you're doing tshuva, he's going to forgive you. Also, we have to understand, what does it say after? V'neshalma parim sasenu. In other words, he mentions over here many, many levels. First, he says, Shuvah Yisrael, you're doing tshuva. Returning. Then it says, you're going to go ahead and do the confession. And then it says, tell him to wipe out the sins. Up to, what's the highest level? We're going to pray. So the fact is, if we're doing such a high level of tshuva, why does it say only v'neshalma parim sifaseinu, that we're going to atone through our speech, which is in the place of sacrifices, but why not the level of sacrifices itself? Tshuva should take us to the highest level. Okay. So Dura explains and he says as follows. And he says a powerful idea and a foundational idea. And he says as follows. What is the idea of tshuva? What does it mean when you're saying you're doing tshuva? You're returning to Hashem. You're a sinner. What do you mean you're returning to Hashem? Because tshuva has a magical power that when someone decides they want to return, I'll say it in the Hebrew and I'll translate it, it's dilug. It has the power to jump, to go to the next level. like it's explained in the verses, like in many sichot. And what does that mean? Not only jumping, but I'll say it in Hebrew. I'll translate it. Lamaila miseder v'hadraga v'hishtalshlus. That means when a person does tshuva, when a person returns to Hashem, you have the power to jump beyond any order, system, process, or level. Tshuva has the power to totally take you off the charts. And that's why, because tshuva is all about dilug, you're jumping and you skip all the lines and all the processes. That's why tshuva works b'shaita chada b'riga chada, literally in one moment and in 1 second. You say you're doing tshuva, boom, you're about tshuva. Why is that? Because the fact is like this: when you have things that are levels, one level to the next level, it takes time. And some, the higher a level is, you need more time to get there. And like, for example, like the Rebbe always brings down, a person doesn't receive and reach the full level of comprehension of his teacher until 40 years. Why is that? Because since his teacher is so wise and so brilliant, so it takes a lot of time. So that's when it comes to a process. But when it comes to tshuva, and even though tshuva is a very high level, it happens in 1 second, in one moment. Why? Because tshuva is what... And I'll say, I'll translate, b'cheliyater, with huge energy, in a way of skipping, no systems, no levels, no limitations of time. Tshuva is dilug, and therefore it's b'shaita chada b'riga chada. Tshuva is the way of you jump, and there's no limitation of time. And when you jump when you repent, and you're literally jumping from just the opposite side. In other words, not only that you can't compare to the level of elevations in holiness, but the fact is you're not only going in holiness, but you're going from a place of impurity, the opposite of holiness, and you're transforming to a place of holiness. And this also applies at any time a person does retshuva. In other words, before you did tshuva, you were not in a good space, but in 1 second, you crossed the border from sinning to doing what Hashem wants. And especially when a person reaches a level of tshuva, when it comes from a place of avaraba, with a tremendous love for Hashem, so then what happens is, then huge magic happens. What happens then? Zdoinois nafsim like zachiois. Literally the thing that you did, and the sin that you did, that sin miraculously, I don't know how it works, because obviously it's Kabbalistic and it's spiritual and infinite, but the fact is when a person does tshuva with tremendous love, Ava Rabba, the sin becomes actually a merit. Just think about it, the sin becomes a merit. That means he's totally transforming from one side to the other side. Because initially, these were sins, and they were zdoinois, they were intentional sins, which is the total opposite of being connected to Hashem. But when a person does tshuva with tremendous love, those sins become positive actions. And these positive actions, which comes from the sin, they are actually much higher than the positive actions of a tzaddik. So it's taking you off the charts. So what the Rebbe is saying is that tshuva is dilug. There's no limits. You're jumping. There's no limits. And therefore it goes quick. And that's regular tshuva, the Rebbe says. But when you do tshuva with tremendous love, the negative, the sins become mitzvahs. And Rebbe says, a tzaddik can't get there. How can a tzaddik have sins to transform? But a Baal Tshuva has the power to do that. Now we know the explanation of the Alter Rebbe, based on what it says in Chazal, Tachlis Chachma, what is the ultimate of wisdom? Tshuva, returning, and Masim Tovim, good deeds. So he says, why does it say tshuva returning before the good deeds? Why is that? Because when a person does tshuva, the actions that you're doing become actions that are good, and they actually come full of light. Because the work of tshuva affects even in our service of Hashem through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Now, since the work of tshuva is done, like we said, b'derech dilug, you're going off the charts, without any calculations, so that affects that in our serving Hashem of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, up until the level of just whatever you're doing, kol masecha yishesha, anything that you're doing, that even on anything that we're doing, it should be in a level of off the chart, just like tshuva. So when you put tshuva before anything, then the mitzvahs become totally different, the learning Torah becomes different, all your actions become different, your life becomes different. And like it explained at length in the Chassidic discourse of the Rebbe Rashab of Tafrei Samach Vav, with the Chassidic discourse before Shuva Yisrael, and it's also explained in the previous discourse called Zeh HaYoyim, that when a person learns Torah, in order for it to learn Torah and to really to be like focused in, you need to have an introduction of bittul acceptance. Like it says in the verse, for nafshi ka'afar l'kol tiyah, that my soul should be like earth, like dust. And through that, psach libi b'tarah secha, when a person approaches learning Torah with bittul, with acceptance, then obviously it's a whole different learning the Torah. Up to the point that in learning Torah itself, and we know there's different levels of learning Torah, so first you need to have the level of acceptance and of the previous level. And like we know that Reb Zeira, he would fast 100 fasts to forget the Talmudic Bavli that he studied so that he should have comprehension on the Talmud Yerushalmi. And the same thing also when it comes to doing stats in terms of learning Torah, the bittul allowed him to go to the next level. The same thing also when it comes to doing mitzvahs, that you have to reach a level of off the charts with infinite. And like it says clearly in Torah, be after Shem Elokecha, you should love God, you got b'chol levavcha, with your heart, b'chol nafshecha, or b'chol ma'idcha, with your whole soul, your whole might. In other words, it's not enough that the mitzvah should be done in the level of love, b'chol levavcha, and b'chol nafshecha, which those are love, which is finite, but it has to be b'chol ma'idcha, we have to do the mitzvahs in a way without any limits. And this is even higher than doing regular mitzvahs. Why? Because when you're doing it b'chol ma'idcha, with no limits, no calculation, that's called oisim ritzon yishal malchim, you're doing the will of Hashem. And like we know, the teaching of the Magen Avraham Zusha says that what does it mean? That you're making the will of Hashem. So what do we see from here? That's even higher than regular mitzvahs. Because regular mitzvahs, okay, there's already the will, and you're fulfilling the will. But when you love Hashem with your whole might, you're creating a whole new will. And this idea of b'chol ma'itcha has to be not only when you're doing mitzvahs, but even when you're doing b'chol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim, whatever you're going around, your chores and your work and your responsibilities, has to be permeated with the power of b'chol ma'itcha. Because there's another inside b'chol ma'itcha, like the Chazal tells b'chol ma'itcha with your whole might, b'chol ma'itcha with all your money, which is basically everything that you're doing. And this idea of with all your money is connected to without any limits. And as even when you're doing things, trying to earn a living or doing whatever you're doing, you have to be on the level of you love Hashem with your whole heart and with your whole soul, but also m'chol ma'itcha to do things without any limits, without any calculations, and living off the charts. Now, when it comes to jumping off the charts, when it comes to learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and doing the work, doing whatever you're doing for Hashem, which comes from the jumping of tshuva, what does that mean? That's in holiness itself. There's different levels. However, in tshuva itself, when a person sinned, then you're actually going from a negative space to a positive space. And up to you going from the lowest level, you're taking a zadon, something negative, and you're going ahead and turning it to something positive. So here you see the real power of tshuva. Now, where do we have the power to do that? So this is the power that we have to do tshuva, which means, again, in the holiness, to go from one level to the next and off the charts, or in the negative, to bring it to positive. Where does it come from? It comes from the fact that we are Yisrael. What does that mean, we're Yisrael? So everybody explains like this. What is Yisrael? On one hand, Yisrael is made up of, take the letters of Yisrael, it's the letters of Li Roish. On one hand, Yisrael means the head. And we know that the head has a connection to the body and to your feet. But the fact is, no, Yisrael is called Li Roish. What does that mean, Li Roish? That the Roish, the head, is Li. It's totally bottle, it's totally accepting to Hashem. And like literally, the sarisa that basically you're given over totally, what you're willing to do whatever Hashem wants you to do. And when you're Li Roish, when you realize my whole head is actually Hashem's head, then you can jump off the charts. Because if it's the head that's connected to your body, okay, you only can go so far. But when you realize your head is not your head, your head is actually Hashem's head, then whatever Hashem wants, hineni, I'm ready to do it. And that's why it says Shuva Yisrael. Because the power of Shuva, you want to know how do we have the power to Shuva that jumps off the charts? It's coming from Yisrael. From the fact that Li Roish, we realize that our head is not ours, and everything comes from Hashem. Now, since this idea every single Jewish person has, and even somebody that, yes, sinned intentionally, And like we say clearly, Yisrael, the Jewish people, afal pi shechata, even though you sin, Yisrael, you're still a Jewish person. In other words, even if somebody that we say that he's considered a sinner, he is still a Jewish person, and that's why every single person has the power to do tshuva. And from this level, we can even do tshuva on the level of Yaakov as well, because the main name is Yisrael, and that's who we are. And therefore, because our main power is Yisrael, that gives us the power to elevate even from the level of Yaakov. And that's why he says, "Ki kashaltu b'vinecha," we stumbled in our sins. Why? Because we know the teachings from the different Chabad Rebbeim, that just like a person has to know the things that we need, that we're not doing well, and fix them, a person has to know your qualities. And that's why he says, "Ki kashaltu." What does kashaltu mean? Because it's only a mistake. It's only a mistake that happened. In other words, because, for example, your foot, let's say, hit the tree or hit a rock, and that's why you got hurt. And the same thing also with the Jewish people. We are complete. The sins that we're doing, it's not intentional. Things happen. We're human. And the mistakes happen. But nevertheless, we need to do tshuva with all the power. Why? Because we're Israel. Because our head is not ours. Our head is Hashem. So therefore, whatever level it's at, we need to do tshuva. We need to return to Hashem. And the contrary, because we have this high level that Yisrael will liroish, therefore even a small thing will affect us, even more than the level of Yaakov. And like it says in Tanya, that in reference to Shabbat, that if somebody has something like dirty on the clothing, but if you're a Torah scholar, it's much worse, because why you're in a much higher standard. And like the author says in Tanya, when someone thinks a negative thought, it's actually worse than speaking it. Why? Because it reaches you on a deeper level. So then he continues on the verse and it says, "Chui machem dvarim," take for yourself words. Why is that? Because in order to fix a mistake that you fell and something was wrong, etc., it's not just enough where, okay, I'm accepting whatever Hashem wants. But you have to actually say what you did wrong. Well, you have to do the word. You have to say the words. Like the Tzemach Tzedek explains in his classical work, Sefer HaMitzvos, that the ultimate of tshuva is the work of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And like it says, tshuva umayis and tovim, you're doing tshuva, but then your actions become beautiful. And that's why he says, you have to take the words, of Torah and mitzvahs, and like the author explains at Lent in Likutei Torah. So it's not just to do tshuva. Yes, you have to do tshuva, you have to dilug, but you have to kuy mechem dvarim, you have to learn Torah, you have to do the mitzvahs. And all these ideas obviously are on a finite level. You know, how much, you know, obviously Torah, the oral law, since you have to comprehend it, so obviously it's finite. But even the written Torah, and even though when it comes to written Torah, you don't have to have full comprehension. When it comes to learning Talmud, you have to understand what you're saying. But even when you're learning the written Torah, the Chumash, the prophets, it's also finite. And on the contrary, the finite of the written law is more than the finite of the oral law, because the fact is, in the written law, you have the letters, you have the vowels, you have the tagin on top, and everything has to be what, very, very specific. And it continues on the verse, and it says, "Emrei of kol tisav." What does that mean? Because the fact is, what's the ultimate of tshuva? It's not just enough Hashem should forgive us, but the goal is that the sin should become a mitzvah. And that's why after it says Shuva Yisrael, it says Kol Tisa Avoin. What does it mean, Tisa Avoin? It means elevate the sin. Elevate it. And it's not only he should crush the sin and he should throw the sins in the sea, that's one avoidah, but Noisei Avoin, we want Hashem to elevate it. That you elevate the sin, that the sin becomes something positive, like explained at Lent in Ora Torah. And this idea of elevating the sin, that how does that happen? Amr Elav Kol, that Hashem is everything, and he encodes everything, and therefore he has the power, since Hashem could do anything and everything, he has the power to transform the negative into positive. And the verse goes on to say, "When a shalom aparv sosenu," in other words, when a person does complete tshuva of Shuva Yisrael, you affect completion in the sacrifices which comes after sinning. In other words, what does it mean, "When a shalom aparv sosenu"? It's not only like a payment for the sacrifices, but literally, sosenu, that creates a completion in the sacrifice. Just the opposite, because the prayer, our lips is prayer, And that's the spiritual sacrifices, which is higher actually than the physical sacrifices, up to the point that even when in the times of the temple, when you brought a sacrifice, literally, you had to go ahead and stand there, and the Israelites would stand there, and the Levites would do the prayers, and the Kohanim did their service, and especially we know that the Kohanim's service was quietly with their heart. And that's why he says, in the Shalom Parnas Hasenu after Shuvah Yisrael. Why? Because this idea of an Ashalom Paran Sasenu, which basically means saying the prayers, which is a much higher level of returning to Hashem, which takes you to a higher level and a higher level, even higher than sacrifices. So he's saying over here that Ashalom Paran Sasenu is actually higher than sacrifices, up till you reach the level of Pnei Hashem, the face of Hashem. And like it says clearly, Bakshu Panes Panecha Vaya Bakesh. We want to reach the face of Hashem. In other words, when you do Bakshu Pani, when you return to Hashem, when you do Rituva, you can literally reach the highest level of face-to-face with Hashem. And when it comes to drawing down from the highest level to the lower, what does it say? You're going to see the back, but you're not going to see the face. However, when you elevate, you literally can reach the highest levels. Now, just like when it comes to serving Hashem, that even though the serving Hashem of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs on its own, it's finite. But the fact is, you have the component which is infinite. How do you create infinite in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, which is finite? That's through doing tshuva. And you also have the idea of jumping through tshuva, which is higher than learning Torah and doing mitzvahs off the charts. And the same thing also when it comes to the reward, that besides the three levels of Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, in the Garden of Eden, which is the level of Hishtalshlus, but the fact is you have the reward that you go from one level to the next, which is obviously you can go to infinite levels. But even these infinite levels is only a level of a light and a revelation. But then you're going to bring down the essence, which is higher than levels. And you can even say, you can't even say it's a high level higher, but you're going to come to the level where you can reach the essence, which is the day of Kulay Shabbos. And that's why the verse says, Shuvah Yisrael, that we say in the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuvah, that what is the avoidah of Shabbos Shuvah? We know it fixes all the Shabboses of the old year, and it affects all the Shabboses of the future of the year to come. And let's explain that Lent in the writings of the Arizal, that Yom Rishon, Sunday of the week, of the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, that fixes all the first days of the previous year, and the same thing also the Mondays and the Tuesdays up until Shabbat. And just like it fixes of the past, the previous year, the same thing also, the 7 days of Truah could actually affect change in the year to come, because we know the mitzvah of Truah biblically is that a person makes a commitment, he's not going back to the way before, and you're not going to go do that again. In other words, you're not the past, you want to fix the past, but you're taking upon yourself a resolution of the future. And like the Rambam says, that you should make a statement that you're not going to go ahead and you're not going to continue to this path anymore. And just like when it comes to being an Ohav Hashem, we know there's different levels of being an Ohav Hashem. For example, some people are afraid of punishment. Some people are afraid of God. Some people are afraid of the awesomeness of Hashem. Up until the highest level being awe, which is called the dot on top of the yud. But nevertheless, all the levels are connected. The same thing also with tshuva. There's the lowest level of tshuva, which is connected obviously to the highest level of tshuva ilah, up until the level where the spirit returns to Hashem, like it's explained at length in Likutei Torah in the Parsha. And that's why in Shabbos tshuva, what do we read for the Haftorah? Read tshuva Yisrael. And it's the Neshama Parim Sosenu, because when a person does tshuva, on Shabbos tshuva, which affects the whole Shabbos of the previous year, and all the Shabbos of the upcoming year, we come to the level of the Neshama Parim Sosenu, which is the highest level of tshuva. And like the Rambam says, the Rambam writes, Yisrael Oisim Tshuva, the Jewish people do tshuva, and right away we're going to be redeemed, and we're going to build the third base of Mikdash. And in the third base of Mikdash, Vasham Nasa Lafanecha, we're going to do for Hashem as Karbonos Chavisenu, the sacrifices which are obligated to do, but we're going to do it K'mitzvah Svetzvaynecha, like the mitzvah, the will of Hashem. And like the Rebbe finishes off, the coming of Mashiach should happen, the Karei Mamash, very, very soon and very, very quickly. So here you have another beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe, beautiful ideas, but really the power of Tshuva. Every one of us have the power to return to Hashem, to jump out. It happens very, very quickly, and we can take anything that was done wrong and becomes a positive thing. Let's hope and pray it happens. Like Rebbe Finishov says, the coming of Mashiach, the next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.